Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, and alhamdulillah to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 3rd of Jumadul Ula, 1446, corresponding with the 2024. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimu salihat. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب, may Allah Ta'ala bless you and offer with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala give you the strength and energy to continue doing the work of Deen and Islam. And may Allah Ta'ala accept all our efforts. The platform is yours this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Zakaria. Thank you very much to our brother Bonface. All are requested to make special du'a for our Junaid Khan, our senior engineer. Today they will be operating on him. Allah Jalla wala grant him complete shifa, shifa an ajilan kamilan mustamil. Allahumma shfihi shifa'an kamilan la yughadiru saqama. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on verse number 50, 51, 52 of Surah Zumar, chapter number 39. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, قَدْ قَالَهَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Indeed, what these people said before, that and these people are saying now, so that our knowledge has saved us, our expertise, our degrees. قَدْ قَالَهَا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. So indeed, the people before, the nation, generation said the same thing, that you see Qarun was a multi-millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, zillionaire. Allah gave him so much, you needed a whole army just to pick up the keys of his treasures. So when he was told, أَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good unto humanity as Almighty Allah did good to you. He said, where does Allah come in the equation? Allah forbid, just like today, secularists, capitalists, and so forth. So, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. So, I know all this what to do because of the knowledge I have. So, that was the pride, the arrogance coming through, and so forth. فَمَا أَغْنَىٰ أَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Hence, it did not come to any avail of theirs. So, by all this what they earned. So Almighty Allah decimated them with that so-called knowledge, with that so-called degrees. We see today people, 8 billion plus on this earth, 7 billion plus led astray. But they each one will claim, I have knowledge, I have degrees, I have information, and so forth. But if that information, degrees and knowledge does not bring us near to Almighty Allah, nearer to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam, then that knowledge becomes a curse. We should remember that, and therefore we beg Almighty Allah jalla wala, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, I ask of you such knowledge that is beneficial to me, my family, and the Ummah, the international community. فَأَصَابَهُمْ, hence it will afflict them, سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا, the evil which they perpetrated, the punishment, مَا كَسَبُوا, whatever they earned. So when action and reaction, if we do good deeds, then Allah will reward us. There will be vicissitudes and trials to prove our sincerity, devotion, dedication. And when a person commits vices, then there will be consequences, evil consequences and results. So hence it will afflict them, sayyi'atu, the calamities, ma kasabu, whatever they have earned. Here we pause for a moment. Who is Almighty Allah jalla wala? Allah is the sole exclusive khaliq. Only He is the creator. Everybody, everything else is makhluk, and we all will perish. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything shall die and perish. Remember that we are ordinary people and creation. We have a starting and ending. So illa wajha, except Him, Almighty Allah. He was, He is, He always will be. Chapter 28, verse 88. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu nafsin dhaika. So everybody and everything shall taste death. But we human beings, we are kasib. Kasib means we make intention, then we plan, then we prepare to do that righteous deed and action. Or conversely, Allah forbid, to perpetrate that crime and those vices and sins. And remember, Almighty Allah states, in the past it happened, وَالَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْ هَٰؤُلَاءِ, and those people who are the oppressors and committing kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, from this generation, هَٰؤُلَاءِ, from this generation now, so يُصِيبُهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا كَسَبُوا, soon it will afflict them, the consequences and the evil of whatever they have earned. Nobody will escape. Hence all Almighty Allah states, مَا كَسَبُوا, and none of them will escape the wrath and the anger of Almighty Allah. Whether you are in the White House, you are in the Red Square in Russia, or in Washington, the White House, or wherever you are, in the bunker in Israel, Tel Aviv, or wherever, Allah Jalla Wala will punish you and dispatch you straight to Jahannam forever. Everlasting doom, gloom in the inferno and hellfire. Allah protect us. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا, what don't they know, these human beings, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, that verily Almighty Allah increases the risk, the provision, the sustenance for whomsoever He wishes, وَيَقْدِرُ, and He restricts it for whoever He wishes. Allah giving a person this wealth and so forth in this world does not mean that that person is beloved to Almighty Allah. The Pharaoh, multi-millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, Qarun, multi-zillionaire, but they all were dispatched to hell, and they are rotting in hell as well. So similarly, we should know that dunya and this world, Allah gives, may yuhibbu wa man la yuhibbu, people whom He loves and those who He doesn't love. But deen of Islam and understanding of Islam, practicing on Islam, propagating Islam, that Allah Jalla Wala gives only those people whom He loves. The hadith is authentic in Bukhari Sharif. And Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is great sahabi. His father Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu is great sahabi. And Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu ma qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he, the master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, may yuridillahu bihi khayra, for whoever Almighty Allah has decreed goodness, yufaqihu fi deen, all Almighty Allah gives him, or her for that matter, the profound, deep understanding of Islam. So that is the meaning. The hadith is authentic, Bukhari Sharif. So the risk is not the criteria, but we all want more and more risk. So read in sustenance provision, then read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Razzaqu, Ya Razzaq. Inshallah, Allah will give you from halal and tayyiba such avenues we never ever expected. And what is the prerequisite? Is taqwa. That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلَّهُ مَخْرَجًا. When a person has true taqwa, then Allah takes him out from tight places and corners and situations. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give him or her risk and sustenance from such avenues they never ever anticipated and expected. Chapter 65, Surah Talaq, the chapter on divorce, verses 2 and 3. Inna fi dhalika al-ayatil liqawmi yu'minun. Indeed, in that there are signs for people who have true iman and faith and conviction. So may Almighty Allah make us with those who live with iman and Islam, and we pass away with iman and Islam. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. O Allah Jalla wala, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Gaza genocide. We're going to day number 396. We are just now on 400 by the time the end of the week comes. And more than 13 months it will be since the Israeli war. Haramis have waged war for the past 78 years and intensified it now. So these are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally. Israel formally now informs United Nations they have severed all ties with UNRWA. UNRWA is the relief organization helping the Palestinians there and so forth, because of the Israeli apartheid policy, and they are stealing the land and occupying the Palestinian territories. So starvation has become the official policy of the Israelis. They are the pigs and the swines that Almighty Allah speaks about in the noble Quran. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah made some of them in the past the pigs and the swines, and some of them the monkeys. And this does not mean figuratively, it means literally and physically, because they were the people who ridiculed and challenged the prophets and messengers, and even challenge Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, a cursed nation. Hence Almighty Allah will punish them perpetually, always till the day of justice. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will send people against them to punish them. Hitler, and then Houthis, Hezbollah, all these the Kufar, not Muslim Shias, and Hitler, and Hamas, the Sunnis, all with the H, and sending them to hell, inshallah al-Aziz. Israel attacks Damascus, wherever they attack, they will say, no, there they are some terrorists and so forth, but they and America are the biggest super terrorists. American elections today, both parties are haramis. The Democrats also haramis, and the Republicans also haramis, and if you don't know the meaning of harami, it means a B, and we say double B, big B, both haramis. If you are an American and you want to vote, our suggestion to you, leave these big parties and vote for the Green Party, so that way there you make a dent in their ego and so forth and so on. The top diplomat of UK, he is also like an African, you know, but he wants to play white. He is the slave in the cabinet. went there. So Lami, Lami is in Africa. So when the African presidents, prime ministers, politicians say, you guys carried out slavery for centuries, so it's time for reparations and so forth. What does Harami say? There, the African guy, he says, no, we must speak of the future, not of the past. Nay, there can be no future without the past. Every one of you is going to pay. America has to pay for its colonial mentality and military. And remember, Israel has to pay reparations and so forth for 78 years occupation and so forth. And then they must pay Britain and so forth. All of them haramis. And the Europeans who occupied so many parts of Africa and other parts of the world. So there can't be justice. There can't be peace without justice. There can't be a future without the past. That was the biggest mistake the ANC made. They never told the Boer and the whites and the Nationalist Party for reparations. Look at Joe the plumber, Joe the builder, Joe the carpenter. They are a lot now. It's worse than what it was under apartheid and supposed to be an African government before the GNU. So it shows it was a stupid and foolish policy of the ANC. Trump trumpeting away, you must remember, says, I'm prepared to go to Tehran. But Tehran says, you're not welcome here. You are the one who killed Qasim Soleimani. So remember, Qasim Soleimani was a big army personnel of Iran. They killed him, and this guy, Trump, in his time, there in Iraq, they assassinated him. For us, they're all haramis and shaitan. Qasim Soleimani murdered so many Sunnis, and Trump, the harami, we know, he took the embassy away from Tel Aviv, or American embassy, brought it there, you must remember, into Jerusalem, and there's an egoist and a narcissist he is. Bibi leaks, so four people arrested, so many things have come out. He's a serial liar, disgraced in front of the whole world, and how he lies to the hostages' families, how he lies about Hamas and so forth. He's a serial liar. The hostages' families are furious. Every day they're doing something, blocking this road, blocking that road, and they are protesting, demonstrating, and so forth. UAE, MBS is in Saudi Arabia, MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq is there in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, all haramis and murtads and ghaddar and traitors. He's part of the bombing campaign against the Muslims there in Gaza, and the UAE pilots are used, their arms and munition are being used and so forth. Hey, you Jutlas and Jutlis and Jews and Zionists, listen. 33 Orthodox rabbis have endorsed Harris. How's that? So 33 Orthodox rabbis there in America have endorsed Harris. They said that Trump is a madcap, handicapped brother. So rather we go with Harris. Harris is 49-51. One side she's black and one side she's Indian. If she wins the White House, you will get some nice achar there and papad and curry khichdi. So remember that her mother, Indian, and her father, Caribbean, from West Indies. Father, mother divorced, and she grew up here in Lusaka, in Zambia, and so forth. MBS, the harami murtad, sending the $10 million US dollars for Ukraine, but they can't help Gaza, they can't send their army, they can't do anything. They're slaves of America and Israel, but they will buy soccer players, and they will do this and all that to whitewash. We are a liberal country, there's no human rights there at all. You go there and speak against the government, send some messages on Twitter and X and see what happens to you. So Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, from Russia with love, he says that what the West is doing, and America in particular, is a death warrant for the US dollar. So we must give these Americans a good smack in their face. They de-dollarize, start getting rid of your US dollars and use the other currencies. And all this McDonald's and KFC and Starbucks and all those American companies and so forth, just boycott them and tell them go to hell. And all these Jutlas, we must tell them we will not do business with you because you are the Jutla supporting Israel and so forth. Dance all the proper dance, then you see what happens to them. Qati'u, So muqata'a, that is what Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi taught us, rahimahullah. Listen to what one of the station or the big politicians, but the police guy, have to say. He said, in our townships and all these rural areas, they must ban alcohol completely. He says, when I said that, 10 ministers contacted me and said, how the hell are you making a statement like that? Why, ministers? Have you got the cut in the breweries? Have you got the cut in all the alcohol and so forth and so on? Therefore, in the plains, this is a non-smoking flight, but the alcohol will flow. What Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wallahi, is always the truth. For all times, all places, this alcohol intoxicants, ummul khaba'is, ummul fawahish, is the mother of all vices and all evil. But the kuffar will never understand. Their religion is wine, dine and swine, and therefore they commit incest with their own daughter or mother or grandmother or whoever. They drunk, intoxicated, they don't know what they are doing. The settlers there in Israel, they just burn the vehicles of the Palestinians and they get away with impunity. Therefore we say daily, one settler, one bullet. Any jutla they put away, they stab him, shoot him, do whatever, we will never ever condemn it. Remember, thus we will say that it's right for them that they must retaliate because what you did to them and so forth. See Iran, Iran apakka Shias, but I agree with what they did. Iran executes a Jew. They say he was a spy or whatever. We say very good, hang them up. You must remember that when I was there in 2013 in Iran, so what happened was that you see that two guys or one person, yeah, it was one person I think, that he raped a lady, and so you must remember stole the jewelry and lot of things. So I'm not sure it was one or two guys, but anyway, in central Tehran, the capital, they hanged him up. They put him on that, you must remember, you understand, hanger, whatever you want to call it, and they left the body there for 1-2 days. So that is what Islam teaches us. Make 1-2 guys a sample example and see. In South Africa, you have to apply that law. The first people we will have to hang in public are the politicians. You know that. So in Delhi, in India, there's a big debate raging on now. So why was there no ban on the fireworks in Delhi, the capital of India, which is one of the most polluted cities in the world? And now they want to charge the drivers and so forth whose vehicles have so much smoke and what have you. Smoking Joe! So there, they can't solve the problem. And Amit Shah and Modi, both haramis, none of them can solve this problem and so forth. Indonesia, a deadly volcano kills about 10 people, that's a minimum. And the death toll will be much, much more when the final figures are released. Ukraine needs 500,000, half a million new troops. Today is day 984 and Putin is hitting the hell out of them. We say viva Putin. Putin, you're a good guy, you're a good harami. Anybody harms America, Europe, NATO, all of them, we will support him, whether he's an atheist or whether he's communist or whether he's a harami. We need haramis nowadays to take on America, Europe, Israel and so forth. Hindu temple attacked in Canada. We as Muslims condemn this. We say places of worship, whether it's a temple, whether it is a synagogue, whether it is a church, or whether it's a mosque and so forth, are sacrosanct, and nobody is allowed to go and attack that. Therefore, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, in the year 636, and you Muslims write down, it was in the 16th year after the Hijrah, when he came to Palestine, and the Sahaba, Tabi'in, the successors, and the people who were the companions and the successors, that is Sahaba and Tabi'in, they shouted and said loudly, Allahu Akbar, when negotiations took place in Kanisatul Qiyamah in the holy sepulchre with Sofrianus, then he told them, none of your churches will be demolished, none of your monasteries will be demolished, you will have the right site of worship, and we will protect your religious places. That is the siyasat and the politics of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Let's give you some news here locally, South Africa, nationally. Patrice Motsepe, he's a multi-billionaire. He's in court for 3.4 billion rand lawsuit, so he's in big trouble. For what amount? 3.4 billion rand lawsuit. You know the opposition leader of Mozambique, because that elections were also rigged and so forth, according to him. Venancio escaped Mozambique because they wanted to assassinate him. He's hiding here somewhere in South Africa. You know South Africa. The crooks all come here, and the politicians also come here, and so forth. Petrol price is increasing today, so fill up your tanki. So remember, that's what they say in Urdu. So fill up your tanks today before, you understand, midnight, because petrol price tomorrow will go up, and by 20 cent, 25 cent petrol, diesel, and all that. Mark Luffman, I think he must be an Afrikaner or English guy. He's one of the leaders of the underworld. So he was in George. George is there in Western Cape. So he came out from some place, some business place, and they shot him dead. That's a very big story in the underworld, the world of the gangsters and the mafia and so forth. So they put him away. Who put him away? Allah alone knows. So today, Tuesday, remember, Mona Musa Lahir will be Mona Zahid Khan's guest between 8:30 and 9, and then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and Commentary of the Noble Quran. Mona Salim, we have 17, 18 minutes. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah, Aziz.
Please send or explain the various virtues of reciting Surah Yasin.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are so many ahadith, I'll just mention four quickly. Man qara'a yasin fi sadri nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. Before I came down here from my house upstairs, downstairs here to the studio, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatun min rabbi. So I read Surah Yasin. Whoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, so qudiyat hawaijuhu, that person's needs will be fulfilled. The hadith mentioned, remember, in Darabi, and Imam Darimi is the ustad of, remember, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim is their teacher. Then you read Surah Yasin anytime at night, and that is mentioned by Imam Malik in his Muatta. Man qara'a Yasin fi laylatin ibtigha'a wajhillah, whoever reads Surah Yasin at night solely, only, exclusively for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, ghufira lahu, is forgiven. Anytime after Maghrib, Isha, then for your deceased, your father, mother, brother, sibling, wife, children passed away. Iqra Yasin ala mautakum, read Surah Yasin for your deceased. The hadith is narrated on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar. Musnad Ahmad has mentioned it. Abu Dawood ibn Majah has mentioned it. People are in Sakarat, on the verge of leaving this world, and a Muslim, then read Surah Yasin also. And remember that he, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my heart's desire, every Muslim person, male, female, adult and child, should memorize and by heart Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, 83 verses, hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. The same words, I have this ardent and strong desire, every Muslim person should by heart and memorize Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, chapter number 67 and 30 ayat and verses, the hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. So there you have it. So everybody make a concerted effort, at least by heart, Surah Yasin, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, any significance in putting black beads on babies' hands when there's a
totally not permissible. This is a non-Muslim custom, and to put all these beads and so forth and put a mark on their forehead and all that, put a knife under their pillow and all that. The kuffar, the non-Muslims do this. For us as Muslims, totally haram. Read Surah Fatiha, read Ayatul Kursi, read the four quls, Qul Ya Kafirun, Qul Wallah, Qul Al-Falaq, Qul Abir Bin Nas, the last three surahs, and Qul Ya Kafirun, and blow on your flowers, on your babies, and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala will protect them min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all types of harm. All these black beads and that haram in Islam, not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, can one perform tahajjud salah before the local masjid azan?
Remember that today people make a mistake that they think that you can read tahajjud salah right till the time Fajr azan goes. In Transvaal, Old Transvaal and Natal, that is not permissible, because majority of the masajid and mosque, they will wait for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, and then they will give the azan. So Fajr time is entered long time. Yet in lands we have 50 masajid plus minus or more. So there's only one masjid I know. As soon as the time comes in, they give azan. So I wait for that time, like today was 3:52. So remember, azan started and then I read my two rakat sunnat and so forth. So it shows that each one of us, we must be sure about that. So easy way for you to remember, you look at your perpetual timetable where is written suhoor, seher ends, so that's the time tahajjud time ends. So the yes, in Cape Town is different. Cape Town, majority of the masajid and mosque, as soon as the time Fajr time enters, they render the adhan. So there you can read tahajjud till adhan time. But not in our places here, in Johannesburg, Pretoria, Durban and so forth, not permissible.
Sir, please advise, I have three sons and one daughter. How do I divide the assets in a will?
We're not sure who is asking the question. Let's say that you don't have a spouse, right? Your husband passed away or your wife passed away. So if you have three sons and you have one daughter, so it's straightforward, you make seven shares, and that will be their three sons, so two, two, two. And thereafter, you must remember that for the daughter, so there will be one share there, so seven shares. So let's make it an example and see. You are the husband, right? And now you pass away, so you have a wife and you have three sons and you have one daughter. So how will the estate be distributed? So straightforward it is. So for example, first thing, burial, funeral expenses, then the debts of the deceased, then wasiya for non-heirs. It could be a person, Muslim or non-Muslim, the recipient, beneficiary, and that is in wasiya what you bequeath, or it could be organization. The maximum amount will be 1/3, remember, of the net estate. Now you have a wife and you have three sons and you have a daughter. So in a case like that, 100% we're going to give you the shares. So for the sons, 25%, so 75% is gone. For the wife, 12.5%, and for the daughter, 12.5%. So there's it there, 100%. Easy, it worked out, you see. So that is what you will do, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, what is a fair amount to give to a spouse maintenance for iddat period?
We don't know how much you earn and so forth. If you earn 50,000, 40,000, 10,000, so proportionately you have to give a decent amount for your wife during the iddat, and that is mandatory, compulsory. And you have daughters and so forth, so then it's compulsory. You have to pay for them every day, every month, every week, whatever the arrangement is, right till the time they get married, whether they're 20, 30, 40 years old. So the owner's responsibility is on you, the biological father, that you have to pay for them. Your ex-wife, you only have to pay for her for the iddat period. Post-iddat, if you give anything, that is voluntary, but is not compulsory upon you.
If I sell an item whose defect is clearly visible and the person purchases it, am I liable to that?
You are sinful for deception. Nabi alayhi salam said, Man ghashana falaysa minna. People who deceive people. You just said, yeah, they just buy it, you can see it. No, sometimes people buy it, they don't concentrate. Sometimes their vision, eyesight is not so good. The owner's responsibility is on you to show the person the defect and so forth. Yes, if it is a car or a machine and you say, Ana bari'um min kulli aibin, I'm selling it to you, footstoots as is, and don't come to me tomorrow, next week, and say the pistons are missing and the wheel caps are missing and what have you. So see now and don't come back. You take it as it is. So if you made it clear, then in machine and cars and all that, so it is permissible.
Mufti Sahib, is it true that we need visa to visit Palestine from December?
From January, the last time I read, 2025, the Jutla's policy will change. January 2025, therefore we are mobilizing, organizing our people now, November, December. Go with your spouses, children. Everyone take 1 million, half a million, quarter million rand worth, whether it's zakat, whether it's lillah, whether it's sadaqah, whether it's interest also. Just take it. Every second person there is entitled to receive zakat. So many widows, so many orphans, and inshallah try and give the correct people and the correct channel so the money can filter and enter Gaza al-Mubarakah also. We must be there for the Palestinians and we must hurt the Jutlas financially and any otherwise. You doing business with a Jew, tell him go to hell. I'm no more doing business with you. My allegiance is to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. My allegiance is with Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Islam. And you are a great supporter, you're a Zionist and a Jutla supporting Israel. So go fly a kite, get out from here. So that is what we must do. Rise to the occasion, see what they are doing there. Every day murdering 50, 100 people and so forth. And America, Britain and all of them supporting them. These are the biggest terrorists, these whiteys, the most racist people on earth. Therefore we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, if you choose a girl for your son for marriage, how do you do a background check on the family and girl?
Yes, contact the ulama, contact the scholars of the town and so forth, contact the imam, whoever are responsible, influential people, and ask them how's this family, how's their belief, are they not Shia, Shia sympathizers, how do they read Salat, how's their income, are the sons, daughters who are married, are they happily married, or they have a history of every second one is divorced and so forth. Yes, you should do that. You call that Mashura, Muslim, Istikhara. You do asking Almighty Allah, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli, Ya Allah, you select the best for me and you choose for me. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make easy for you.
Mufti Sahib, as a Muslim, a lady becomes a clinical sexologist. Mufti Sahib, is it right to have this profession?
Not permissible, totally haram for a female. Imagine that the men will go to her and ask her about everything, about their private and so forth and so on, and she'll be alone with them and he will be alone with her, and they're discussing all those hot issues and so forth and so on. Definitely not permissible, haram it is for a Muslim lady to get involved in these type of professions. The problem today is what we see is that we want to do and experience it, you see. So the income also will not be permissible, something we must discourage in our Muslim society, especially for females.
Kisab, I would like to know if a Muslim woman can write fictional books and earn a living from the sales of the book.
Not permissible, because half of it you'll be lying and half of it will be propaganda and hasbara. Almighty Allah in the ending of chapter 26 Surah Ash-Shu'ara condemns majority of the poets and says وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. They say things which they themselves don't do. So remember, you write fictional things and so forth, love stories, you write about this, half of it, three quarters of it is lies and propaganda. propaganda. So if you want to write about Islamic history, write about the Sahaba, write about Hamas, who was Yahya Sinwar, who was Sheikh Abdul Aziz, who was Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, who was Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, who was Hafiz Ismail Haniya. The world must know and learn different languages so that you can become an asset to humanity for posterity, and people must know the true stance of Hamas and so forth. The Western Zionist media will just portray them as terrorists, but they themselves are the biggest terrorists, starving and using starvation as a policy, apartheid as a policy, murder as a policy, and they are war criminals guilty of ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity, the war criminals. So in that way, if you write something, so that will be good, not these fairy tales and fictional things and so forth.
Mufti Sahab, why do people put the lights off during Fajr Salah?
When I went to Durban, you know, in those days, so I used to go to Ispingo Beach, my sister is there, my Masi, my Kala, my maternal auntie, father-in-law, mother-in-law, they all passed away now, my father-in-law, mother-in-law, auntie, uncle, all of them, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. So I used to find something very amazing, right on top there of the minaret, they got a red bulb, like, you know. So that bulb used to go on. I said, what's this here? He says, no, that this is to show that the Salat has started and so forth. Then majority of the Natal Masajid, I see they got that. And second thing you will find, Fajr time the lights go off. So all this got no significance. It's very bad to do that. I get very upset. You must remember that when they switch off the Murta lights and so forth. You know, if a person can't see properly, you can hurt yourself. That you have to climb the steps and so forth. You have to put your shoes and so forth. So this is not something Islam teaches. Nighttime you go off the lights and so forth. It's like the ANC. Daytime the lights are on, and nighttime the lights are off. So this, our masajid, you can't be just following the Pied Piper and some peers up and that. So now that, no, switch off the lights for your time. For what? So you must remember that. So the whole night you had it on, and now for the time you switch it off. You got no virtue, and you're going to cause harm to some of the musallis and so forth. And even that red light story on top, you got no significance and all that. It's just some India papa, somebody said so, so they did it and that. So this peer parasti and this following the Pied Piper in Islam has no significance.
Mufti Sahab, can my mother fly alone from Durban, her hometown, to Dubai? I will be waiting for her at the airport. Please advise ruling according to Hanafi school.
Ruling according to all four schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, totally haram. From Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, your mother, sister is going to fly alone. In Dubai, you will be waiting with a garland to welcome her. What about this 8-hour journey? So remember that she's sitting next to somebody there who is a total stranger male. Can't they take advantage? You know how many ways you can cause harm and so forth and so on. Therefore, Islam says that she must have a husband with her, or she must have a mahram with her, her father, her brother, her son, who is mature and so forth. That's farz and wajib and compulsory. So the whole 8 hours journey, she get cursed, remember that. So it's not permissible. And imagine today our women just call for an Uber, and then they're traveling 1, 2, 3 hours and all that with the Uber to the airport or wherever. So all this is permissible, all this. Oh, and they're alone with the driver. Totally haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, a couple found out they are expecting a baby and got married a few weeks before life in the baby. They are Shafi Mazhab. Can they put the baby's surname on the father's surname?
Totally haram to do that. According to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, you must remember, whether it's after 1 month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months, once the lady is pregnant and it is an illicit relationship, and then she gives birth, in all cases that the child's lineage will go to the mother, and that is the fatwa, and that makes a lot of sense according to the Shafi's Shafi'i school, because al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say, an-ni'matu la tanalu bil-mahzur. You cannot enjoy the bounties and favors of Allah that are a ni'mat through haram means. Surah 25, verse 54, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَأَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِهْرًا. That Allah created you from the semen and sperm, and now Allah gave you a lineage, but you went to do all haram, and then she's pregnant, and then you get married, so the lineage will go to the mother, irrespective how many months she's pregnant. That is the fatwa of majority scholars, and that is the fatwa we should give nowadays as well. We mustn't give people, you know, gunjaish, gunjaish, and that. Then all the healers come, and people start looking for more and more loopholes. May Almighty Allah protect us. Always read, Allahumma hassin farji. Ya Allah, protect my private part. Jazakallah khairan wa salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. For that inspirational session of question and answers, let your questions come through, respected listeners, inshallah al-adhib, because of time restriction. Inshallah, we'll try our best to ask Hadrat Mufti Sahab to answer most of the questions. Allah reward all those listeners who send in daily their questions, inshallah. And we can benefit, as we said, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Allah, I am asking you for beneficial knowledge.